This is week two of the Boonville Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, of course, we're going to hear from John Batts, the head coach of the Pioneers, coming off of the team's first win in week one and his first win for his alma mater as the head coach. Plus, he's the guy, the mastermind, who moved Grant Davis from quarterback to running back. Davis going for a career-high 4 touchdowns against Payton. As the Pioneers get some revenge from a season ago. Plus, John Batts is going to break down the matchup against Mount Vernon for week two. All that because of Bel Air Land, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. So with that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to week two of the Boonville Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. Ah, so many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville. And we're back on week two of the Boonville Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach John Batts joins us here on the Ref. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling after the 33-0 win in week one against Paoli?
Well, it was a good win. Great team effort all around. I thought we did some good things on both sides of the ball. Obviously, anytime you get a shutout, you know, tip our hats to our defensive coaches and the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, thought we did some really good things early in that game. Got a little complacent, a little lax later in the game, but we'll take the 33-0 win.
It certainly will. We're going to ask you about the defense soon, and Grant Davis will join us on the program in a moment as well. So certainly a lot cooking on offense. But, Coach, I want to ask you about you first to get the first win on the first try as the head coach of your alma mater. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I mean, it means a lot. It's a special win, and again, to do it with that group of boys means a lot to me. But it's about them. I mean, they put in the work this summer. We've had Paoli kind of circled on our schedule since that loss week one a year ago, and that was kind of, you know, our get back game there. We kind of look forward to that one all summer there. So That's just a testament of the boys and the work that they put in leading up to that.
Yeah, I understand that Paoli was a game that you guys had circled for pretty much a year, and a narrow loss turns into a win. Maybe that on face value is not a huge surprise, but you guys shut them out and really did seem like a statement win for you. What, by your estimation, because I know you weren't the head coach, but you certainly were there for last year's Paoli game, what was the biggest difference between Paoli last year and Paoli this year?
I mean, I think a year ago we were pretty undisciplined. We didn't take care of the football. Four or five turnovers a year ago, several penalties. The other night we only had 25 yards in penalties throughout that game. Offensively, just the one turnover, which was a pick inside the five that didn't affect us too much there. I just thought we were really disciplined and executed.
Again, we're here on WREF, week two of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. John Batts is here on the ref talking about the Pioneers' 33-0 win in week one against Paoli. And, Coach, I know I can already tell. You know, I haven't talked to you too many times, a couple of times, and right here we're about 2.5 minutes into the show. But even the first-time listener will be able to know you're a humble dude. Even still, you have to admit that you're looking like a genius right now for moving Grant Davis from quarterback to running back. He goes for a career-high 4 touchdowns and, more than 160 yards on the ground. Why is it that you felt that this was the move? And, of course, now hindsight's 20/20, everyone agrees with you, but why did he have that immediate success?
I mean, I think, Grant playing the quarterback position the last couple of years, he's done a phenomenal job there. He is a great leader. I would put him up against anyone in Southern Indiana in that aspect with his work ethic and his ability to lead others. But his best attribute from that position was his ability to get out into space, to be able to tuck the ball and run. And we obviously had a lot of design quarterback runs for him over the last couple of years, but his feet is where he was most effective. So, going into this season, as coaches, we kind of talked and agreed we've got to get the ball in Grant's hands. Special things happen. He's elusive in space. He's got great vision. And Grant was receptive of that. And I think that's just a very mature decision on his part to do what's best for the team. And it's paying off for him. He's a worker. Can't say enough good things about him, but he was on board with the move. And again, that just says a lot about him and his character. And obviously he was rewarded for that as well.
Now, regardless of the level, if it's high school or college or pro or even Pop Warner, a quarterback, when he's getting 4 touchdowns from his tailback, a quarterback's job is a little bit easier. That said, it is the first time we've seen Jackson McCain take QB1 reps for Boonville football here. What did you make of him and his debut in this new role?
Yeah, I thought Jackson did a really good job. one of his first throws of the game, he's rolling out right on trips and hits the backside post. Which was a big time throw to get us down to the one. He threw the ball well the other night. Was pretty efficient there. Like I said, we threw just the one single pick, which inside the five, it's defensively set us up in a good position there. But I thought he did a really good job of staying composed, of helping manage the offense there. Jackson's another kid who's got phenomenal leadership abilities. He's very vocal, and I thought he really did a good job under the helm there the other night.
All right, Coach, I've asked you about this game, really, for 5 straight minutes. I haven't asked you a single question about the defense. Offense is sexy. Defense is important. You guys shut out Paoli. How and why? What did the defense do well?
We had really good pursuit to the ball. Again, I mentioned on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively, we were very disciplined. Guys reading keys as we had focused on there, coming downhill to play. Paoli's a team. If you sit on the backs of your heels, they're going to come get you. But we read, we reacted, we got good flow downhill, and it helps defensively. We came up with 4 turnovers, a pair of picks, a pair of fumble recoveries, and to recover the kickoff to start the game was obviously a big swing in momentum there right out of the gate.
A 33-0 win for Boonville against Paoli to start the 2025 season and the John Batts era. The head coach is here on WREF, but he'll give the microphone over to Grant Davis, the tailback, with 4 touchdowns, a career high, moving over from quarterback into the backfield alongside Jackson McCain, the new quarterback, and it seems like Grant is settling into his new role really, really well with more than 160 yards and 4 touchdowns. We're going to hear from the senior in a moment right here on WREF.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Bellaire Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bellaire Land.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville. Back here on week two of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Grant Davis, the senior tailback, is here on WREF for the Pioneers. Really appreciate the time, Grant. Congratulations on the win and 162 yards on 14 carries. Four touchdowns in a 33-0 demolition of Paoli. So really appreciate you taking the time. How's it feeling? How's it going?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's going well. Really happy with how we played last week and looking to carry it into next week.
What does it feel like to score four times in the first game and to go for 162 yards? I mean, when it's happening, do you feel what you're doing in real time, or is it more after the fourth quarter buzzer sounds, you look back at the stat sheet and say, oh, okay, I had a good day at the office?
It was kind of awesome. I've never scored four touchdowns in a game before, and it just felt like they just kept piling up, and I just kept getting in the end zone, and it was awesome. Awesome experience.
What do you attribute the four touchdowns to? Because you've had good games before. This is a career day for you. So how would you describe and how would you explain why this past Friday was different?
Our line blocked really well this Friday, and I got to tip my hat to them. They opened up holes for me to get one-on-ones with secondary, and I felt like I could beat them all day, and I did, and scored four touchdowns.
Now, Grant, obviously it's a big game for the team because it's week one. You guys start 1-0. That's really all you can ask for. But it's a big game for you because, yeah, it's a career high, but it's also really the start of a position change. Last year, the quarterback, and this year, a running back. And sure, you were a mobile quarterback, but how did your approach change in this game as you were getting ready to play really a different position, and you had unprecedented success in that position?
Yeah, it was definitely different preparing before the game. I wasn't as worried about the pass game. I was more worried about, like, who I was reading, the linebackers, where they were going, how they flow, and how I could make them miss. And I was pretty happy with how I did, and it's definitely different. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just a totally different position. And after the game, it was like not as mental, it was more physical, and it's just totally different position.
How do you describe the difference between scoring a touchdown as a quarterback, say throwing, and scoring a touchdown as a running back, say running? Is there a different feeling when you cross the goal line? Because it is a different position, different role on the team, and you seem to be filling it very well.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun scoring it yourself because you get all your teammates coming up to you, cheering you on. And, yeah, instead of throwing it, obviously I love throwing the ball, but
sure,
running it in is a whole lot. I like it better.
I like it. In talking to Grant Davis here on WREF from Boonville Football on week two of the Pioneer Football Show, you know, Grant, obviously John Batts, it's his first win, and it's a big deal for him, big deal for the program. We know that he's a very talented coach. We knew it was only a matter of time before he got his first win. For it to happen week one, for you to be a big part of it, what does it mean for the locker room to get Coach Batts, that check mark, so to speak, that checkpoint in his career as a head coach?
Yeah, it was definitely awesome. We were all very excited for him. We dumped water on him after the game.
Nice.
It was an awesome experience, and we're very happy for him.
Hold on now. I'm not telling you that Coach Batts doesn't deserve the water dump after the game. After all, it is his first win. You scored a career-high 4 touchdowns. Did you not get a shower after the game? I mean, you deserve some special treatment, too.
No, I didn't. I think that all goes to Batts. It was his first win as a head coach, and I think that's awesome for him.
Of course, I'm kidding. Again, Grant Davis here on WREF, getting ready for week two of the season. You're on week two of the Boonville Football Show. Mount Vernon is the next opponent for Friday night. How do you guys feel about this matchup?
I feel good. They're a very experienced team. They have a lot of returning guys. They're very skilled offensively. They spread the ball out. They score touchdowns, a lot of them. We just got to be able to limit their touchdowns and score a bunch of ours, hopefully, again.
Grant, really appreciate the time. If you could score 4 touchdowns each game, then I can kind of prophesize for you. It's going to be a very successful season for you and a very successful season for the team as well. So keep doing what you're doing is what I'm trying to say. Congratulations on the great start, and good luck on Friday, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Grant Davis here on WREF, week two of the Pioneer Football Show. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Head coach John Batts rejoins the program in a moment right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. And right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Wrapping up shop here on week two of the Boonville Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. The head coach, John Batch, rejoins the program after we heard from Grant Davis, a very impressive young man, and a very impressive showing for the Pioneers in week one, a 33-0 win against Paoli. They take that 1-0 record to Mount Vernon for this upcoming Friday. Very exciting game for the Pioneers since they'll be at home. Coach, really appreciate the time. What do you make of this matchup with Mount Vernon after they went for a 44-0 win in their first game against Forest Park?
Yeah, it'll be a challenging contest. You know, Mount Vernon's a veteran group. They've got 16 seniors, and most of those seniors contribute for them. They're another team last year. A game we felt like we could have won. It was that weird week where Friday night got rained out, and we had to go play Saturday.
Yeah,
we were sluggish. We were slow to start that game. Got things going in the second half, but it was ultimately too late, and lost by 7 points there, a score in that game. So they're another team we've kind of been looking forward to. But again, they've got great senior leadership on that team. They've got a 3-year starter there, Ryder Snodgrass at quarterback. Good run game. They're big up front. But we're up for the task for sure.
Defensively, it certainly seems that way. But you just alluded to some of their offensive weapons. How do they go about moving the football, and how does that match up with the way that you guys like to play defense?
They're really good. They're kind of similar to us. They want to spread you out, and they've got athletes as well. We'll have to, again, be ready to come play defensively. We're going to have to get off blocks. They've got good size up front. So from our defensive line there, we'll have to get some good knockbacks and work to get in the backfield there. And obviously they got some speed out there, receiver, and the Hostetter kid they've got is probably as quick and as shifty as anyone in Southern Indiana. So, he hurt us a year ago, keeping him in check. They're a big play type team, limiting the big plays and being sound defensively will be key for us.
Now, Coach, I don't know if you guys as a coaching staff could ask for a better draw, so to speak, for this upcoming week, because I feel like, kids are kids, and sometimes after winning the first game 33-0, maybe some of them might have a tendency to start feeling themselves, but maybe a little bit sobering to see Mount Vernon on the other sideline come Friday night, and they're coming off of a shutout win in their own right. So how are the guys feeling, the kids in the locker room feeling after that first game? Are they too high? Are they too low? I mean, what is the vibe in the locker room coming off of a win and then coming into a really tough game against Mount Vernon on Friday?
We've got real good energy right now, within the locker room, within our program. We talked to them Friday night after that win, told them enjoy it for the evening, but some Saturday morning our focus turned to Mount Vernon. So we've got a good group of juniors and seniors leading us as well, and we're really focused on this Friday's game.
Coach, I really appreciate the time. Congratulations on not only the team's first win, but your first win. Really, really cool to see you guys get it right away and with some style points as well. And the four touchdowns by Grant Davis, all really cool. So congrats on last week. Good luck on this week, and talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brad. I appreciate it.
You got it. Again, this is week two of the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right comb.